You're listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. Hey friends, you're listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall, and you can find us at danduvall.com. This is a reminder. This is the home of this podcast where you can also get really cool merchandise. Just scroll down on the page to find all kinds of goodies. And of course, please consider becoming a podcast patron. Now, in addition to danduvall.com, you can also visit us at overcomeraccelerated.com. This is our educational platform for survivors of mind control, satanic ritual abuse, and heavy trauma backgrounds. When you sign up for this opportunity, you will get access to over 100 hours of on-demand courses that will be available to you all at the same time, all for one monthly fee. And in addition to the online courses, you'll also get the opportunity to be part of weekly live courses, which includes live demonstration with yours truly and weekly book studies with other folks that are overcoming trauma backgrounds and learning about how to recover quickly and effectively. We have found that knowledge truly is power. And so overcomeraccelerated.com allows you to engage with this platform by either one, bringing your own coach, two, joining the program, and as part of it, receiving a coach to do one-on-one sessions with you, or three, just joining for live courses only for those that have made their way through much of the online on-demand content and simply want the community. With that said, we're going to get right into today's podcast. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. Those were your announcements. Well, friends, it is time for another episode of Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. And I'm going to be honest. I am actually very much looking forward to today's interview. As my guest, I have Kathy O'Brien. And here's the deal, friends. I'm just going to put this out for the record. Kathy's book, Transformation of America, was one of the first books that I personally read, written by a survivor of MKUltra. In fact, I had just begun, this was back, oh goodness, in 2008 or 2009, I had just begun to catch wind of the idea that mind control was a thing. I had watched maybe one or two interviews by super soldiers or people who claimed to be super soldiers who had come out of government projects, and I was looking for information. I was reading a blog and someone mentioned this book called Transformation of America, the few things that had been referenced in there. And I was like, no way. And so I got this book, Transformation of America. And let's just say my eyes were opened. And from that point forward, that really was a defining moment in my own journey. And I began to learn a lot more and put a lot more of the pieces together. But today I have the author of that book who actually wrote it well over a decade before I even found it. And the bravery that it took to not only recover like from the background she survived, but to put it down, to release it, to make it public. I just applaud Kathy. Welcome to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. And wow, what a powerful introduction. Yes. My testimony for Congress has been out there since 1995. National security was invoked on it, but it's still out there and the truth is available for anybody to find. And that was recording in reference to events that happened to me under my MK Ultra mind control experience on a White House Pentagon level, primarily during the 80s. But it was going on, you know, really my whole life. And people needed to know that mind control is a reality, because not only is it used on individuals, but it's used on our nation. It's used on the world right now. And trauma is the basis of it. So this is pertinent information. It's not just about me and what happened to me. It's about what's happening to all of us.
And you really, you put that book out at a time when it was an effort to get your daughter rescued.
Yes, people didn't even know that human trafficking existed. They didn't know that pedophilia was so pervasive. People had no concept that this was going on and how the brain responds to such trauma with heightened suggestibility to be easily led and manipulated. And it was because of intelligence insider Mark Phillips, who was working the highest levels of Intel Mind Sciences to preserve the sanctity of free thought. It was because of him. He saw what was going on. He saw how children were being used. He saw children going in and out of the White House. He saw how it was being used for blackmail operations and for funding this New World Order agenda. It is the funding mechanism of it. He saw that many people in intelligence saw what was going on, and Mark took action. This was back in 1988, before anybody had any clue. Fortunately for me, he rescued my daughter and I right out of the Washington, D.C. swamp and handed me keys to my own mind. I'm so fortunate to have survived. I'm fortunate that he cared to take action. And it's something we all need to do. When we see injustice, when we see child abuse, when we see horrific abuses going on around us, we need to stand up and take action against it. It's up to us. We have the moral compass within us, and we need to start directing our own lives and taking action like Mark did. I mean, he's an example to us all. No matter where you're working and what you're doing, you make a difference right where you are. And he did from the intelligence level, and I'm very, very fortunate that he did.
Well, as I told you before, yeah, when we were talking privately, you know, your book is such an eye opener. And even now in 2023, every year when I'm training people to become, and we call it DID coaching, but really it's to work one-on-one with folks that have come from a background not dissimilar to yours, government projects, satanic ritual abuse. I make them read your book as part of the program. It's one of the required reading texts. They have to buy it, they have to read it, and we have to talk about it. And, you know, every year since I started training people, and that was in 2020, I have folks coming through and they're like, I didn't know. I had this broke my whole worldview. It changed my view of U.S. history, of presidents, of different systems. I just, and here in 2023, it's still... so much of what you wrote is revolutionary for people. And so I want to talk about it. And I want to give you this platform to share your story and what you have survived. And now I guess I would like to just go back to the beginning, really your parents. You know, when we talk about the kind of people that the government would target as far as parents whose children are being recruited into projects. You know, some people that are less familiar with this world, they think, well, do they just walk up to random people on the street and say, hey, would you like to sell your children? Or is there a reason why certain parents are targeted? Why do you think, or why do you know your parents were targeted and approached?
Well, it's the fact that I was from a multi-generational incest-based family. Both my parents were sexually abused, and they were sexually abusing me. My mother's father ran a Blue Masonic Lodge, and the secret there was the secrets on mind control. And the people attending that Blue Masonic Lodge were local politicians, law enforcement, you know, people who were privy to the secret information on mind control. Well, that's what the secret societies are all about. This dark cabal that is mind controlling individuals and nations use the philosophy that secret knowledge equals power. And that information on MKUltra mind control is a very specific scientific formula that uses trauma as a basis for control. Because when humans endure trauma, our brains, like our conscious mind, freezes in fright, takes flight, and leaves our subconscious mind wide open to being easily led and manipulated. Our subconscious mind has no ability to question or reason, consciously comprehend, to critically analyze information. None of that. It just takes information in. We need our conscious mind filter in order to choose what goes in there. But that filter is like frozen in fear. And that's why trauma is used. And it was found through the Hitler-Himmler research that was brought over with Project Paperclip in the wake of World War II. The CIA gained that information, and it showed that when trauma occurs, how our brains respond that way, and the most powerful trauma on the human mind is sexual abuse of a child prior to age 5, while their brain is still forming. It creates a compliant, easily led, highly suggestible child that can be programmed and manipulated. This New World Order agenda, what Hitler, Bush, and Biden term the New World Order, is a slave society agenda. They want us all compliant. That's why the pedophile agenda is being pushed so hard. It is a mind control agenda. And I know this from my own life's experience, especially because my father was caught sending child pornography of me through the U.S. mails. This was like in 1960. And the local politician from my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge approached him and told him he could receive immunity from prosecution if he would agree to sell me into MKUltra mind control. Well, we'll look back at that. That shows how corrupted our system has been by national security and this pedophile agenda all the way back to my earliest childhood. Well, my father, of course, sold me into the project. And this local politician was Gerald Ford, and he went on to become the unelected president of the United States. And as his political career escalated, as he slimed his way to the top, so too did my victimization in MKUltra mind control, because Ford was very much a part of that right from the very basis of it, because he knew that any child who was sexually abused and being used in child pornography would be highly suggestible. Additionally, the project that I was used in was called Project Monarch. Monarch is multi-generational, and it's because we pass information down through generations in our brain. It becomes autogenic. It's like how we speak language, how we learn certain skills, why doctors run in families, you know, something like that. It's just the way that we pass information down. So we pass knowledge, belief systems, and abuse bases. After three generations, they become autogenic in the brain. So by the time I was born, not only was I already highly suggestible because it had been passed down for generations now, this dissociative disorder, this heightened suggestibility, this compliant attitude had been passed down. So whether I had been abused or not, I was already compliant. And I was born that way. So then it was heightened even further through the abuse and through deliberate MKUltra mind control conditioning from that point forward. After my father sold me into the project, he was flown to Boston, Massachusetts, where he was trained by Cardinal Law on how to manipulate my subconscious mind, telling him how the subconscious is so easily led. It's just information in, and it takes information literally. You know, my father would say little quips to me like, you earn your keep and I'll keep what you earn, you know, and those kind of mind manipulation tactics. So he was taught that by Cardinal Law, who also told him that trauma needed to be administered in order to create more and more compartmentalization, more neuron pathways in the brain shutting down so that the subconscious mind would be easily led for mind control programming. So as soon as my father returned from Boston, I was subjected to a lot of occult ritual within my complicit Catholic church that was actively involved in MKUltra mind control, especially the pedophile agenda, which is why we hear about the Catholic child abuse scandal, the pedophilia that's been allowed to go on there for so long. It's because they know exactly what they're doing, and it is because they want it to be the one world church and the new world order. So they've been involved in this since back in the Hitler days. And so that's, you know, a really quick encapsulation of why we're seeing so much Satanism, why we're seeing the pedophile agenda being pushed to the extent that it is. It causes a depersonalization, because without a conscious awareness and the subconscious being manipulated, there's no there's no conscious choices. There's no ability to live true to soul. There's no ability to live life's purpose, why we're even here. There's no ability to have compassion or a moral compass. There's none of that. And so as that depersonalization happens, then people become very compliant. And that's why we're experiencing that today.
So how much exposure did you have personally to the Blue Masonic Lodge?
I was trafficked there as a very young child, as a toddler, as far back as I can remember. It was just very much a part of my life. I remember before I lost my capacity for any free thought of my own, I was about 5 years old and was thinking, I wish there was some place in the world where people didn't hurt each other. You know, it was just something that I hoped could be a part of life. And yet my whole environment was saturated. My church, local politicians, police, you know, everybody was involved in my little world, you know, because primarily of that Blue Masonic Lodge, where the secrets on mind control were being kept and used.
So I want to have you go a little bit deeper into the linguistic side of the manipulation. This is huge. This is a really big deal. A lot of people, and I've sat with a lot of survivors of satanic ritual abuse, and one of the steps in getting free often is putting some distance between them and the family that they're abused with and cult loyal to, because every time they get around their family, it's not just, you know, the abuse triggers, as in raging moments and this, but it's the language itself. People, they speak to each other in like a code language or a coded language that means something that a person that was outside of their world wouldn't understand it to mean. And your book, I remember, was full of that, like linguistic manipulation. But I just want to give you some more space to kind of talk to us about how the linguistic manipulation of your, you know, system, I guess we could call it, was perpetrated.
Well, I think with no conscious filter and the subconscious being so literal and easily led, it blurs the line between fantasy and reality. So Disney movies could be used to confuse reality. Wizard of Oz, Alice in Wonderland, those were very prevalent in my particular areas of programming. But Disney is notorious for their subliminals that they use and how they sexualize children on a subconscious and subliminal basis. And we need to understand what NLP is, neuro-linguistic programming, the language of the subconscious, and also how subliminals work, because those eventually become the code words or the triggers or whatever. And it's a blurred line, like, you know, like I said, between fantasy and reality. Triggers themselves are as individualistic as the person's life experience would be. And then again, there's very blatant triggers that I hear coming through controlled media, through politicians even, calling for violent retaliation against something. And as soon as they say it's time to take up arms, they're triggering these highly suggestible, conditioned people. That there's like so many sleepers out there now that can be easily triggered with just a word or in an instant into a violent situation. And it's something that we need to be aware of, that this conditioning that's going on, this depersonalization and so-called gender confusion, which is just a blanket distraction from the pedophile agenda and the depersonalization, this gender confusion, when we do the transgender stuff and the hormone replacement, and these kids, they don't have any filter. They don't have any ability against us. They're so suggestible. They're being altered. They're being changed. They're being abused, surgically changed, which is horrific in itself. What these children are going through, that makes them easily triggerable and easily led. Those children are being mind controlled, and anything at that point can trigger them. And we've got to start recognizing that and realize that depersonalization has an appearance. People become so depersonalized, they don't know who they are. They've never had a chance to know who they really are. They've been told who they are instead. And they're screaming out for help. And they're saying, I can't even recognize myself. I don't identify with myself in any way. They put on extreme appearance with, you know, almost clown appearance and piercings and tattoos and whatever they're needing to display to say, hey, I don't know who I am. I am hurting. And I'm not saying that on every, you know, person who might make a choice for something like that. But overall, we need to look at that and why that is being done and realize that these people are very apt to be triggered into violent action, and we need to help them. I know from my own life's experience, even with the genetic encoding that I had, that healing is possible. It's within us all to heal. We've been blessed with the healing capacity all along. Our bodies, minds, and spirits are so resilient. You know, we have this amazing capacity for healing, and I have absolute hope for everyone to heal from mind control. But we've got to start the path. We've got to stop this traumatic assault and manipulation of the mind and start freeing minds and remind people that it's within them to heal. It's within them. We've been blessed with that. We've been given that. We need to accept that gift we've been blessed with and start applying it. Start living the love we are. Live our life's purpose. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. And when we live that and tap into that, we win. It's game over. We can stop this dark cabal in a heartbeat. We just got to remember that we have all the power. They only have as much power as we give them or let them steal. You know, we need to remember who we are and go within and find that.
That's just so inspiring. Okay. So let's kind of cycle back. I want to let you talk to us a little bit about Mackinac Island. Now, for some people, that's just a great vacation spot in their mind. For you, it was a very different experience.
In my childhood, Mackinac Island was like the Bohemian Grove or the Epstein Island of its time. It was where this dark cabal, this New World Order perpetrators would meet and discuss their plans for manipulating nations and the world, and how they were going to implement their agenda through the school system, through indoctrination and altering history, so that children would have their information controlled, because mind control is a sliding scale from the robotic torturous control I had to information control, because we all formulate our thoughts, opinions, and ultimately our actions based on what we know. And we need to know our knowledge base has been altered now for generations, especially right now in the school system. The children have been indoctrinated to march to New World Orders. They don't know why. They don't have any other basis for knowing. And this was discussed in Mackinac Island, Michigan, when George Romney was governor. George Romney is Mitt Romney's father. And again, generationally, these bloodlines, they pass their agenda, this dark cabal does, down through the generations as well. It was in Mackinac Island, Michigan, where I was sexually assaulted by Pierre Trudeau, who is a master of mind manipulation of individuals and of nations. He was very much a part of the Jesuit Catholic end of things. And of course, now we got Pierre Trudeau, who is in control of Canada. And when we start factoring mind control into the equation, we understand not only are these leaders, we did not elect these leaders. They have placed themselves very deliberately, kind of like, you know, when you take the Masonic thing, you know how they place them in society. It's like, if you're Masonic, you get the good job, you know? And then it went until it's on a grander scale. So as we move forward, the good news is it's just a small handful of these perpetrators, and they use their media voice to look like there's more of them than there are. And then they're creating this mind control sleepers, this agenda around them where they can trigger violence in society. Humanity is not as bad as what we're seeing. That's the manipulation of a small handful. And that small handful was, at those days, was meeting in Mackinac Island, Michigan. And that was very much a part of my MK Ultra mind control experience. I was brought there as a little child and was used to compromise politicians. They don't trust each other either, and they hold each other by the blackmail. You know, they blackmail each other. They have the video tapes and all that was going on back then, and it's, I'm sure, still going on today. They probably, every time that place is identified, they just move it. There's probably a new place now, but Mackinac Island, Michigan was the epicenter then. And you know, of course, then they moved over to Bohemian Grove for a long time. That got pretty much exposed and went to Epstein Island. And it's all the same handful. It's the same agenda, same blackmail tactics, and the same business meetings of discussing how they're going to manipulate the populations.
So on that note, let's talk a little bit about the Catholic Church. I mean, your abuse within that organization, what was present throughout your testimony. I mean, and it's very clear they have influenced a lot of our politicians through the decades. Obviously, the connection, and you know, there's so much that can be said. I mean, throughout South America, for instance, it's interesting. If you want to know where the sacred sites of the ancients are, just look at where the Catholic churches are placed, and that's like literally the entrance points to countless underground, subterranean tunnel systems and vast, you know, unknowns. That it just, it's like they found all the ley lines and the, you know, points, that the portals, the earth gates, and just built their structures and own them. I think for reasons of power, but that gets into a whole other area of the conversation. They have the Lucifer telescope, which was thoroughly, I think, explored by Tom Horn. You had your experience, and I want to let you talk about it.
Well, the whole Catholic aspect was a basis on my mind control experience, because much of my mind control programming, even on various military and NASA and DARPA installations, was Jesuit-based or Jesuit-themed, because, you know, we've had generations and generations of religious beliefs that have been passed down, that's so deeply ingrained in us that if they can tap into that and distort it for their dark agenda, then that's reaching into the deepest levels of our being, and where they're really reaching into sacred spaces. And in my life's experience, they never could touch the human spirit. They couldn't possess it. The most they could do is reach deep and divert our ability to think, to express it, to our ability to think, to use our free will to stand against their dark agenda. They can only manipulate our minds so that we don't have our free thought, free will, soul expression. And our strength of spirit is right there waiting to be reaccessed, it waiting to be used and brought back into being. And the strength of the beauty of all of that is just right there. But we need to be able to think to access it. And the strength of the human spirit is what this dark cabal, having been around them, I know it's what they fear the most, because it's where we win and where they lose. It's game over. It's like the light that overcomes the dark. Dark can't creep in on light, but light sure can expose everything going on over in the dark. And that's what they fear. They know that we would never comply with this this slave society agenda, this alteration of the course of our own life's purpose. They know we'd never cooperate with that, and they can't touch the human spirit, but they can stop us from expressing it. And that's ultimately what I learned very strongly in my MKUltra mind control experience. My primary mind control programmer was Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, who is the founder of the occult temple of Set, proliferating on our military bases. Absolute, total Satanist, pedophile agenda, caught up in the Presidio daycare scandal, Marin County daycare scandals, completely sanctioned by our corrupt FBI and corrupted justice system so that he could continue the mind control agenda. And because of his satanic aspect and the ultimately the Jesuit affiliation, it went right into my deepest childhood conditioning, and therefore was why he was my primary mind control programmer. And he directed, you know, he programmed me throughout my victimization. So yeah, the Catholic Church was heavily involved. I was also exposed to the Mormon Church for a long time. I was also exposed to other aspects of religious abuse in more evangelical directions. So we need to be aware that These perpetrators will infiltrate all that is sacred within us, within our minds, within our society, within our churches, our schools, our family units. Everything we hold sacred and dear is what they're wanting to destroy, because they're trying to completely derail the human experience as it was intended to be. Ultimately, that brings it down to a very spiritual battle of good and evil. And, you know, like I said, love's the most powerful force. We win. We already won. We just need to remember that and reclaim it and stop them from manipulating our brilliant minds and lives anymore.
So, this is so good. I mean, I agree, right? If we want to talk about the power of the human spirit, oh my. I do want to take a little bit of time now to explore, though, the role that mind control plays in intelligence agencies and how they function, and super soldier type programs and how they function, and why mind control is central to making these systems work. And so, from your insider perspective, what did you see?
I know that when trauma occurs systematically, and like the tortures that I endured, it creates heightened senses, and it like blasts, since I had no free thought on my own, it like blasted me into primitive parts of the brain that are very intuitive and telepathic, and have you develop physical abilities like 44 times visual acuity. It's like having eyes in the back of the head, you know, to see trauma before it comes. So super soldiers could be, that'd be very useful in super soldiers, because with 44 times visual acuity, they could point and shoot and not miss a target. Also, there's, because of the neuron pathway shutting down in the brain, there's like no intercommunication in the conscious mind. And therefore, there's no awareness of time. There's no awareness that that the person has been doing something for hours and hours and hours. So everything is fresh in the moment. And therefore, physical endurance is heightened, because the brain doesn't signal the body to be tired. And so therefore, they can do that. They can also use it to regulate heartbeat and blood flow, so that a super soldier can take a bullet and keep on going and actually, you know, slow down their blood flow so that they can just keep going to complete their mission. And when we think about it, if our brains could be manipulated from the outside through mind control to that extent, imagine what we can do with the knowledge, with our own strength of spirit, and all that we have been blessed with. We have so much ability to be able to have not only an amazing immune system, but we can deal with our own healing abilities on so many levels, because we've been blessed with that all along. It's being manipulated from the outside for super soldiers and to fight in someone else's war that's probably based on something completely different than anybody would ever think of. It's not never about freeing someone. It's always about oil and drugs and, you know, just greed. So, you know, there's no point to any of that. But what we can learn from what is the human mind is capable of, I know from my own life's experience, now that I'm healed, that what they use for bad, I use for good. And I feel so blessed. I'm so excited. I'm so thrilled with it. And I would just want to tell everybody, you know, hurry up and wake up from this mass mind control experience that has been imposed on humanity. The Great Awakening is happening. It's just, we should happen a little bit faster so we can get to the next part of being able to rediscover the amazing miracles and gifts that we have been blessed with all along. We have forgot about it. We have been conditioned for generations to look outside ourselves, to big pharma, big government, somebody to tell us, to live our lives for us in so many ways, when in fact we have all these capacities within ourselves. We have been conditioned for so many generations now that we forgot. We just need to remember we have so much beautiful, so much beauty to remember of our own life's purpose and our reason for being here. Then, we just need to get through this curve right now. And every one of us is here at this pivotal moment in time, this pivotal moment in humanity's history. And to live an amazing purpose, we just need to think, to remember, to exactly what that is and start living that. This is our time. It's an amazing time to be alive. And everyone should be excited to be alive in this moment, because where we go from here is absolutely phenomenal.
You know, it's just amazing talking to you and getting your perspective on things, Kathy. And I think, you know, I really appreciate how positive you are. I share the positive conviction. I mean, and this is my whole thing. I'm here to serve. I'm an advocate for survivors. I am a servant of Jesus Christ. I am speaking and declaring hope everywhere I go. I believe that, I have a lot of friends that have, you know, even in Christian circles, but they have very doom and gloom type perspective, and like, oh, it's, you know, it's just all over, you know, evil's really, you know, ruling the world now, and run for the hills and build a bunker. And I'm not entirely convinced. I see a much more nuanced perspective where it's like, yeah, there's a lot of people that have signed up for a lot of bad things. And then I see God. I see people rising up. I see massive transition coming to the nations, like in this generation, for good. And I agree. This is a pivotal time. Like I believe that I'm here in this time, like because the world is on a shift point, and I'm part of that. You're part of that. And there are a lot of people that are being pulled into that as well. I personally believe that it's the power of God working through the human spirit that ultimately unveils what is necessary to overthrow these evil systems. But it's like, I'm fully committed to that and empowering others to embrace that. No, this is on the agenda. There's more to this than me. It's not time for people to run and hide. And you know, I mean, that's been our whole thing at like Bride Ministries. We're just building. We're just building. It doesn't matter whether the economy is tanking or banks are going upside down. It's like, no, there's a lot of power. And all right. So I want to say this. I really appreciate you, Kathy. I so appreciate the fact that you have not quit as well. Like, I mean, you came out in the 90s with this information. No one understood you then. People are still struggling to understand you now. And but you don't care. You came out with another book. I'm going to talk about national security stuff. And then another book on PTSD, which I ordered the other day, and I'm going to be taking time to go through, and a documentary. By the way, friends, Kathy's website is trance, that's trance formation.com. And so and the documentary is actually very good as well. I it's very, very informative. I want to come back around and talk about some of the other abilities. Now, you you were used as a like a human computer, and that was one of the ways they, you know, through the trauma, were able to use you as perpetrator. I want to, you know, let you explain that. And by the way, do you still have the ability to have photographic memory now?
Photographic memory comes with trauma.
Yeah.
So I still have photographic memory of any events that were around the trauma, but otherwise I'm, you know, trauma free. So it's not current the same in the same way. It's the way our brains work. We have so much to learn about our mind brain function that has been suppressed very deliberately from mental health, education, society. You know, when we learn all that, we're going to find what a miraculous capabilities that we actually have, you know. And you know, so much of in my life's experience, what people are seeing today has been going on my whole life. And awareness is the first step towards positive, necessary change. So to me, watching this great awakening is really exciting to see people finally waking up so we can do something about all of this. Because it, like I said, it's been going on my whole life. We don't want to go back to sleep. We don't want to go back to what was, because it's what was is what we're seeing today, only it's behind the scene. Behind a veil of illusion. And now we're seeing it, you know, right here where we can do something about it and reclaim the beauty of life as it's intended to be. So, I'm excited about that part. And people have a lot to learn about their brain function and how they can use that photographic kind of capability without trauma if they're in a certain state of mind. But that will be a much more advanced area. The point being that our brains have more capacity than any computer ever could. Our brains have more capacity than any artificial intelligence ever could. Because as human beings, we have soul expression, and that gives us depth, it gives us height, it gives us wisdom. And wisdom outthinks a criminal mind, it outthinks a computer, it outthinks artificial intelligence every time. You know, again, we've got the victory, we've got it all within us. We just need to start accessing it and understanding that, instead of being led outside ourselves and diverted by the latest little trauma or the latest little, you know, diversion that the media is wanting to repetitively push in our faces. So it's an amazing time to be alive.
So how how is it for you now in 2023 when you see people that are in their like teens and 20s and are part of the system that you broke out of? But you, I mean, are you able to like look at teens and 20 somethings and see the markers? Like,
yes.
And yet seeing how much the technology behind how they create it has changed and evolved over the years, has become much more high tech. What is it like for you looking at the younger generation now?
Well, I know that they can still heal. It's just a matter of getting the healing information out there and for people to stop looking outside themselves and, you know, going to hypnotists or, you know, the latest little fad for healing, when in fact it's within us. And we need to just start being able to remind each other of that and reach out to each other with compassion. It's going to take you know, people reaching out to each other, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul, being active in their communities and making a positive difference. It's I see a lot of hope in that regard. And at the same time, I'm still very telepathic. I have extremely heightened intuition and senses. And when I see someone like that, I can communicate with them on that level with an assurance. And even to a point where when Mind Control Masters of Virus was unleashed on humanity and the children were terrified into thinking they had to mask up, you know, and depersonalization makes them feel like they have no voice. And worst of all, it inhibits oxygen to the brain necessary for critical analysis, free thought. And these children were told, you do that and you stay away and you stand, you know, this far apart because otherwise grandma's going to die. That stuff, Satanists, that stuff pedophiles tell children when they abuse them is if you tell anybody, you're going to, your loved one's going to die, your pet's going to die, your grandma's going to, you know, it's a manipulation tactic. It's horrible, horrible what we've done to this generation of children. So when I would see children with their masks and their terrified little eyes, and I knew exactly what it was. It's a mind control device. I wasn't going to give into that. I knew what was going on. And nobody ever, never was mean to me about it either. They were happy to see me smiling. I guess, they were happy to see a smile. I don't know. But I would look at the children and I would smile at them and they'd be terrified. Like, you don't have a mask, you know. And it'd be like, it's okay. We're all okay. We're going to get through this, you know. And I just project to them so much love, so much healing, so much happiness, and remind them that it's okay to be a child. It's okay to be joyful. It's okay to play. It's okay to hug each other, you know. And so sometimes just by living our freedom, living the love we are, sometimes that is enough to be able to help people want to be free. It might be enough to be able to trigger them to their freedom. So I live that all the time, and I always convey that. And I think as more and more people wake up, it's going to catch on and spark on a level that is above and beyond what we think we need to do for each other. It's going to be even bigger and more meaningful because it is so purposeful. So it's at the level of spirit is where we all connect. There is no division there. The divisions that are imposed on us are so skin deep. They don't matter on that level. And that's where we all connect. That's where we all unite. That is where we're all going to be able to have our unified strength back. It's natural. It's innate. It's who we are as human beings. And so we're going to be able to have a mass healing level just by living the love we are and lighting the path forward with our smiles and our freedom.
So Kathy, you know, one of the things is, I mean, look, I live in Texas. All right. So this is a big deal in Texas. The border crisis.
Yes.
Trafficking, drugs. I mean, this is insane. It's insane what's going on at the border. It's disgusting what's happened. And thanks to our current president, it's way worse. And it's systemic. Now, in your experience, you were in the middle of, and we just call it CIA drug mule operations. We're going to say it because I'm not going to put this on YouTube anyway. We're going to go straight to Rumble with this one. I'll skip the community strike. Thank you. The CIA makes a lot of their money selling drugs. Okay. Well, I want to let you talk a little bit about your exposure to that, why I am preaching to the choir, and what your thoughts were, more recently on this border crisis that just will not de-escalate.
Well, since I was used in drug and human trafficking across open borders, I'm acutely aware of how that was set up and the CIA's involvement in the cocaine operations, which is a funding mechanism of this New World Order globalist agenda. It's where they got all their money. And the Clinton Coke lines started it back in 1977, I was aware. It was like when Bill Clinton was attorney general, he wasn't even governor of Arkansas yet. And he already had the Clinton Coke lines opened up because he was a major part of the CIA ops. It's why the Clintons aren't brought to justice, because they've been such an integral part of the drug and human trafficking across open borders for so long. So I was used in that capacity. And when Mark Phillips rescued me out of it, out of my mind control existence, and handed me keys to healing, as quickly as I was writing out my memory, it was being turned over to clean members of law enforcement and U.S. Customs, like William Von Raab. He was head of U.S. Customs, doing everything he could to tell people what was going on across our borders and how national security was invoked on every bust he was making, and the people being turned right back out onto the streets. And so there's been a huge effort for many, many, many years, but the media has put a hush over it for so-called reasons of national security. And even William Von Raab couldn't get voice on bringing that information to light. It is the funding mechanism, and it is one of the most lucrative businesses in the world, especially the child sex trafficking over the open borders. So in 2016, when so many people were awake and aware that we actually overrode the rigged algorithm of the electronic voting machines and put in a president that was not Hillary Clinton, that was supposed to bring in the New World Order, you know. So we, and instead, we put in a president that exposed the swamp and the New World Order agenda and their funding mechanism of drug and human trafficking across open borders. And the people, were wanting that stopped for a long time, and build the wall. Well, all that was done to wake people up during those years was hindered by extreme corruption that has permeated our justice system, permeated the alphabet agencies. And the whole time I was like telling everybody, now's our chance. Come on. You know, it's like one person can't drain the swamp from the top down. It's up to us to do it from the bottom up. We have to do our part. You know, but in the meantime, this dark cabal lost their funding mechanism. They were livid. They were frantic. They didn't get their person. They didn't know how that happened. They didn't know the people could be that strong. They thought they had more manipulation over them than they did. So then mind control, masters of virus, was unleashed on humanity so that the New World Order could be ushered in the time frame that they had laid out since the information was brought over in the wake of World War II. We can't have World War III. World War II never ended. It was just moved over here. So, you know, we need to realize that. And so as soon as mind control, masters of virus, was unleashed on humanity and the elections were stolen so blatantly in front of all of us, the first thing that happened, the borders were flung wide open to drug and human trafficking. They needed their funding mechanism back, and it is worse than ever. And they even give incentives, you know, to the human and drug traffickers. And it's horrific what's happening. Fortunately, we the people have had our eyes open to it. Humanity is appalled at what's going on, and it's up to us to make that difference, because we're not going to be able to, you know, vote our ways out of this mess. you know, it and big government's not going to fix it for us. Big government's doing it to us. You know, it's up to us, and we need to start taking responsibility for our own lives and start making a difference. And fortunately, eyes are open, and people are starting to do that. They're getting out in their communities, and they're making a difference in their local schools. The parents are standing up, and you know, people are starting to take responsibility for their own lives and realize they can't wait on anyone else to do it for them. It's up to all of us, and it's up to each and every one of us to find our strength of spirit. No one can do that for us. It's within us all to do it for ourselves. And when we do that, that is our first step towards being able to join this massive global movement that's going on, that's restoring morality, sanity, justice, and peace to our world. And it begins within us all. This is our time. What an amazing time to be alive.
So, Kathy, tell me, why did they infiltrate the country music industry? I am not a country music fan. Never was. I really struggle with country music. This is me personally. I'm just being honest, like realistic. I don't do it well, and I never did. But you know, I was shocked to find out the level of infiltration. I mean, I could have, you know, okay, pop music, right? Everybody knows that Britney Spears was a classic case of a slave that was owned and puppeted. Kind of broke rank, still believing for her full deliverance. But yeah, like, okay, get pop music, rap, and R&B, okay. But like country music, I'm going to let you talk about it.
All entertainment industries are saturated, you know, every one of them. And I mean, look at Hollywood. It you know, so all the industries are used. The country music industry was the one that I was exposed to and used in, and out of Nashville. My handler was a ventriloquist stage hypnotist, Alex Houston, and he manipulated the minds of his audiences, and he certainly could manipulate the minds of individuals. Senator Byrd was my owner in MK Ultra Mind Control, and become my owner in MK Ultra Mind Control since I was 13 years old. I met him at Mackinac Island, Michigan, when they were having one of their meetings there. Senator Byrd was in Congress for over 50 years, manipulating our country and quoting our Constitution the way Satanists quote the Bible, you know, twisting it to fit his agenda. And Byrd was a fiddler. He was very much a part of the country music industry. He was at the Grand Ole Opry, and you know, that was just his thing. So that was ultimately how I ended up in the country music industry, because Byrd was my owner. But yeah, all industries, all entertainment industries are saturated with mind control.
Got it. Now, tunnel systems. In your documentary, you spent the documentary takes a good amount of time to talk about the tunnel systems under Walt Disney World in Florida, and about Walt Disney World and how he even got the land, the connection to the Nazis. Could you talk about that?
Well, when we look at the history of Walt Disney and Project Paperclip, and Project Paperclip brought over the NASA scientists, so it all does interconnect in that regard. And yes, there's an underworld at Disney World that is for MK Ultra mind control programming. There's a lot of undergrounds in different places. There's the underground at Bohemian Grove. You know, there's different places that have that. But Mind control and the human trafficking operations and everything are usually happening right in plain sight, and they don't need to be underground. It's just that some of them are. It's just more convenient for, you know, whatever reasons. And a lot of DARPA secret installations are structured that way. But so much of it is all occurring right in plain sight. And that's something that we need to be aware of. I think it's a lot easier for people to wrap their brains around the idea of it being underground, you know, than it is for them to think it's happening in front of them. But as our eyes are open to the reality of mind control, we're going to be able to recognize it more and more and start seeing it and understand the components of it and how, you know, people are being used.
So, moving on, and you know, one of the things, because you talk about so many, and I do want to, I have to ask you. So, national security has been, I think, one of the biggest and most successful things that have silenced survivors of the unimaginable for decades. Mm-hmm. Reasons of national security. When you hit that wall, and when you guys hit that wall, I mean, it doesn't matter what the laws are. It doesn't matter what the testimony is. It doesn't, it just, they just get this blank check, basically. They just get to shut anything down, silence anybody. And I think folks need to know, like, this is the system. I mean, it needs to change, and I think one day it will change. But what was your incursion with national security?
Well, the 1947 National Security Act came into being along with the CIA. Same time, and it's just used, and it was in the wake of Project Paperclip, and it was just to cover up the erosion of our constitutional values of freedom and justice for all. It was to allow for this dark cabal, this new world order, to be creeping in behind the scene through what was once termed the shadow government, the secret government, the deep state, it's just the New World Order perpetrators. They don't know any party lines. It has nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans. Both are complicit. It's just whoever they've blackmailed, coerced, and manipulated into position, and national security covers up the crimes against humanity. And when it's invoked, there can be no justice that is obtained. So my testimony for Congress and Transformation of America had all been validated by clean members of law enforcement and intelligence. And still, national security was invoked on it. And so that kept it where it could never reach like mainstream media. I wish it had, because it outlines exactly what we're experiencing today. And if people had seen it coming, we could have stopped it sooner. But it is a form of censorship that has stopped very pertinent truth and information. In my book, Access Denied for Reasons of National Security, that is Mark's in my journey through corrupted justice and mental health system in our effort to help my daughter. It's how we became whistleblowers, because she was thrust into the corrupt child protective services system. And we were doing all we could to free her. And people had no point of reference for understanding mind control. They had no point of reference for understanding human trafficking. And yet my daughter was now being held a political prisoner within this corrupted system. And the FBI came in and was testifying against my daughter. And this is the same. This FBI is so absolutely corrupt that Senator Byrd had an office in the FBI building to set up the Center for Missing and Exploited Children as a catchnet operation for the human trafficking operations that were already going on and the child sex trafficking rings that were happening. People were already screaming in the early 90s that, you know, they were trying to get their children back and they were being thrust back to the abusers. And it was a horrific situation. And the FBI was just right there overseeing everything all along. Well, since the FBI's Brad Garrett, who is also ABC's, you know, FBI consultant, he covered up so many of the Clinton murders and the Vince Foster murder, the Mary Catron Mahoney, and so many. He was like the cover-up, their cover-up expert extraordinaire. He came in and testified against my daughter. And finally, the assistant district attorney in Nashville went in on my daughter's behalf, and he told the judge, he said, you're in violation of this law and this law and this law and this law, you know, with what you're doing with this case. And the judge said, laws do not apply in this case for reasons of national security. He said that in open court. They're not supposed to say it in open court. But because he did, that really became a major lifesaver and a turning point in my daughter's case to a degree. It was still an enormous struggle from that point going forward, even where after national security was invoked in open court, all the records were sealed, everything was shut down, and a fire broke out in the building where that district attorney's office was. And, you know, so there, it's the same tactics that have been going on for a long, long time. And access denied for reasons of national security not only spells out how this has been structured and what pitfalls parents can avoid in all of this, but also what people have been doing for a long time to come forward and stop it, and what they have, where they have succeeded, where they have not. And every time people took a giant step forward, then another national tragedy, a national trauma occurred that really set people back. It was like the Oklahoma City bombing, Waco, Ruby Ridge. And every time something happened, the media would use the term, it's a malicious attack. And that's another one of those word plays that they did, you know, to manipulate the subconscious, because the militias were forming. It's in our Constitution. And the militias were forming across the country to be able to start protecting our sovereignty. And but the media's malicious attacks messed with everybody's heads to think the militias were the ones responsible for these attacks on our nation that traumatized everybody. Most of them happened on April 19th, which, you know, a lot of numbers games are played and dates are played, but, you know, research that for yourself. Everybody can look into it. And that's because Hitler's birthday is that, like, I think it's April 20th. And so here the 20th would be the 19th. And it's just a numbers game. It's like the signal to themselves saying, we got the power, we got the control, you know, and it's just so predictably wicked what they did to the people. And yet all of it continued on for so-called reasons of national security. We need to revoke the National Security Act. It's not doing us any good. It's threatening the security. It's already, you know, eroding the security of our nation. And we need to be aware of that and not allow for that to manipulate our justice system any further. I think if we eliminated that one thing alone and then get rid of the blackmailing operations, you know, we could restore justice very quickly.
Wow. Well, and your story certainly demonstrates that in a very unique, straightforward way. But I'm so sorry. I am really sorry that you guys had to go through even that. Like, I mean, your whole story is, wow. You know, it really, really intense, sad. At the same time, I'm looking at you today and rejoicing because of what you have overcome to be here. But you're 100% right. The National Security Act is only security for these global puppeteers that are playing us like a fiddle. It's not protecting our rights. It's not protecting our liberties. It's certainly not. I mean, if anything, you know, we're sitting surrounded by slaves, and some of us listening to this podcast are the slaves, and we're listening to this in a process of waking up. And that's why we're here. We're here to wake people up and bring freedom.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're, oh my gosh. So, okay. You shared a lot of, dropped a lot of bombs today, Kathy. And that's why I was really looking forward to having you on this program to drop bombs, to, you know, blow up people's worldviews, which I think you're doing a great job of. I do want to talk to you a little bit more about, just your experience with how do we say this? The inner workings of Washington, how human trafficking affects Congress, the White House. What you saw in that world.
We need to understand that knowledge is our defense against mind control, no matter who we are. Once we have the knowledge, we can defend ourselves against it. We can defend ourselves against any kind of manipulation. And until people have that knowledge, they're vulnerable. And that includes politicians. And if, until we start factoring mind control into the equation and the manipulation of people through blackmail and coercion and threats, you know, which is very common too, you know, that if they don't do something, then their family will be killed, or, you know, the manipulation that goes on is something that we all need to be aware of happens in Washington, D.C., and on a global scale. It's something that that needs to stop. We need people of integrity in those positions, people who are armed with the knowledge of mind control so that they have a defense against it and won't be manipulated. Because anytime trauma occurs, they're subject to manipulation. And we need to be aware of that going forward and downsize the whole big government. We don't need to have so much structure living our lives for us. We need to reclaim our power and start living our lives for ourselves.
The last thing I want to talk to you about is some of the, you know, frequency technologies. I and you even bring this up a little bit in your documentary as well, which I mean, I've been running into it for years. People having pounding headaches, mood swings, ringing in the ears, personality changes inspired by, you know, literally their cell phone. And this is something that's hard to understand. I think a lot of people that have been targeted by frequency technologies, they consider themselves targeted individuals. I mean, obviously that term gets used for other reasons as well. I would say you are a targeted individual for sure. But I meet a lot of people, I mean, and we minister to them, people that they don't have any kind of memory of satanic ritual abuse or what. They just know that one day it's like someone flipped the switch and they began to be harassed in very weird ways that and they try to tell people. And it's hard for folks that aren't having their experience to believe their experience is a real thing. But I want to let you talk a little bit about some of the upgrades in technology for mind control and manipulating people that you are aware of, and what's been reported to you even.
Well, I know that there's harmonic manipulation, because the harmonics can vibrate the neuron pathways in the brain for carrying messages in, you know, and music. We need to be very mindful of what we're putting into our heads. And I think the most basic example is that when people hear a song that they fell in love with, you know, or they fell in love to, and they'd be like, oh, they'll have like a moment and be like, oh, remember we fell in love to that song, you know, or whatever. And it just brings that back, and it triggers that feeling and the memory, and it comes back so strong. And that's the way frequency can vibrate the neuron pathways in the brain. Well, that's been refined to an extreme, to where any information can be vibrated in. There's we have so many frequencies that are flying around us all the time, you know, and some people are more susceptible and receptive to that than others. Rather than being targeted per se, they're just more receptive. And also people with unresolved issues, and they're getting memory flashes, they think it's something from outside them, because it's disturbing when it first happens. And the flashes, the way they happen when the neuron pathways in the brain start firing, you know, it can be very confusing. We have a lot of things to learn, a lot of things to learn about how frequencies do affect us, and the technologies that are out there. I am aware back in the earliest 90s, they had technology that could be, it was so small, it could be, you know, carried in a purse or a briefcase or whatever. And could be, they were often used in courtrooms to where someone, if someone's given testimony that they don't want to be told, they can put the frequency and just jam the brain. The person can't think to finish what they were saying. So a lot of testimony has been destroyed with that simple equipment that is used in courtrooms. It can be used to manipulate jurors. And that was back in the early 90s. What do they have now? You know, I mean, I can only imagine. So we need to be aware of that. And again, you know, just go back to the knowledge that we have wisdom. We have more within us. We have more frequency, more strength. The vibrational aspect, the power of love, the power of the human spirit is stronger than those other possibly intrusive vibrations, to where, you know, we can just be able to maintain our purpose and maintain our vibration and not be brought down by anything like that. Once we're aware of them, we have a defense against them. And sometimes it takes a lot to be able to stand against those. And yet it can be done. And once enough people are awake and aware, and once we have our morality and justice restored, we can stop the weaponization of those kind of technologies. And that needs to be done. And we need to get control of that. Good. It's like the technology is neither good nor bad. It's who has control of it for what purposes. And we've had just a handful of really bad people in control of our information and our technology for a long, long time. And it's over. We don't need to be following their dark agenda any longer. This is our time.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that is absolutely true. The kind of technology they have in some of these underground bases and some of the and so on and so forth. Like, I mean, people have been talking about it for years. I've been following different folks and different voices, and you know, they have technology for physical healing. They have technology for free energy. They have technology for, I mean, it's like, you know, and But I really do believe that there's going to be a shift on some of this stuff. I really do believe that the time is coming. Like, it's not going to be much longer that all this stuff continues to get camped on it. And I mean, I, you know, I'm not a gambling man, but I'm very confident that it's not too far down the road. We're going to see some major shifts. And it's because people are rising up, and there are people that,
yeah, you know, it's happening. it's happening big time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because people are waking up to the fact that they've been positioned, like, with intent. Yep. Like, there's a reason why they have the access that they do, the connections that they do, the resources that they do. And people are going to be like, begin to make moves in the near future. And I mean, I think I personally know some of them. And so I'm excited personally as well. And so this is the thing, Kathy, we've been able to talk about a lot. There's a lot more that we could talk about, and maybe we will talk about at a future time. But for now, I'm going to let everyone know, you know, Kathy's first book, Transformation of America, was hugely relevant for me. It really changed a lot of things. It is a massive trigger book. If you are easily triggered and you have a squirmish stomach, her other books are less triggering. We'll just say that. She's smiling here, so she knows what I'm talking about. And it's because it's raw and it's real and it's very, just, you know, fact, one fact after another. But her other books, Access and Affirmations of National Security, and a book that she's recently released on PTSD, as well as her documentary, are available on her website. And so, Kathy, thank you for your time today, and thank you for talking to us on Discovering Truth.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Truth makes us free.
Wonderful. All right, friends. Well, until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
You've been listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. Visit me at dandeval.com, where you'll discover merch, books, and the opportunity to engage in our private social network. Join the tribe by subscribing to our email list and supporting this podcast.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Crush your morning goals with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel or any breakfast sandwich, and snag another one for just a buck with the buy one, get one deal. Only in the McDonald's app. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Valid once per day. Must opt into rewards.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.